Saturday marks the 20th anniversary of the worst mass shooting in Hawaii history. 7 people were killed and 1 wounded at the Xerox corporate office in Honolulu when disgruntled employee Brian Yasugi opened fire with a semi-automatic pistol. The Xerox shooting came just a few months after the Columbine massacre at a high school in Colorado. But unlike Colorado and many other states, Hawaii has not had a similar event since. State Senator Carl Rhodes thinks Hawaii's strict gun laws are part of the reason.
We had pretty good gun protection laws before it happened. I think probably the biggest effect it's had over the years is that you can point to the Yasugi massacre and say, unfortunately, it does happen here, and strong gun protection laws are necessary to keep us safe.
Despite the restrictions, there are still plenty of guns in Hawaii. In 2018, the State Attorney General's office estimated there are 2 million privately owned firearms for a population of 1.4 million people. But gun violence is less of a problem than in other states. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Hawaii has the lowest rate of gun violence in the nation, with 2.5 deaths per 100,000 residents. Alaska has the highest rate of gun deaths, 10 times more than Hawaii. The national average, which includes murders and suicides, is 5 times greater than Hawaii. That hasn't stopped state lawmakers from enacting new gun laws. This year, Governor David Ige signed a so-called red flag law, allowing courts to take away someone's guns if he or she is reported by a family member. Clifford Gu, president of the Hawaii Rifle Association, thinks the laws passed in recent years are an overreaction to shootings in the mainland U.S., rather than the reality in Hawaii.
I kind of believe that they're an undue burden. Every time they make laws here, they never really take into consideration the pay of the responsible gun owners.
Gu says he supports gun safety education requirements and mental health checks, but feels that gun owners are often demonized by elected officials. In the case of the Xerox shooting, mental health is of particular interest. Brian Yasugi pleaded not guilty by reason of insanity, a defense that was ultimately rejected. At the time of the shooting, Hawaii already had mental health controls for gun purchases, but only at the time of sale. Senator Rhodes says some kind of recurring checkup may be worthwhile.
Mind change over time, and there's something to be said for having a system where you periodically check to see whether or not the person still qualifies for the weapon.
But broadly speaking, Rhodes says he doesn't think Hawaii needs any major new restrictions on guns. The Hawaii Rifle Association says it wants to work with lawmakers to change some state rules, including the red flag law, that it views as unfair. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.